But right off the bat, we have an opportunity to head on out live to Glenburn, where Farm Rescue is out there. I think most people know what Farm Rescue is about. They are a group that has helped over 600 families since its inception in 2005. The organization's mission is to help farmers and ranchers who have experienced a major illness, injury, or natural disaster by providing the necessary equipment and manpower to plant, hay, and harvest their crop. Today, Kyle Patterson is out live at the Peters Farm, Jim Peters Farm near Glenburn. Jim was injured in an accident earlier this year and is recovering, and Farm Rescue is out there to kind of help him out. Kyle, I'm just going to throw it out to you. I know you got some guests out there. Give us an idea what's going on out there.
Hey, yeah, thank you very much, Scott. Yeah, we're broadcasting live here near Glenburn today, and it is a beautiful day out here, a little chill on the chilly side, but they are ready to roll here for Farm Rescue here near Glenburn at the Peters Farm. And joining me, I have a couple guests here with me for the next few moments. I have Sean Sitma from Farm Rescue and also Leighton Peters, the son of Jim here, for today's broadcast. First off, we're going to start with Sean. Sean, thank you once again for joining us here for this morning, and I guess... Can you explain kind of what you're doing here today in Glenburn?
Sure, absolutely, Kyle. And very appreciative and humbled to be out here with Farm Rescue. Again, we've got our tractor, we've got our air seeder, and we've got the seed cart hooked up, and we're actually rolling and in the field planting right now, which is great to see because we were trying to be out here last week with the snow. That slowed us down a little bit, but the conditions are perfect right now. We're going to be doing 1,000 acres for the Peters family, putting in spring wheat after Jim was unfortunately injured, and we're lucky enough to have our great volunteers out here. We've got all the calibrations done, and the equipment right now is rolling and is actually coming back this way on our first run.
And, you know, I was out here right away at 10, and you guys were getting the equipment ready. Really awesome to see all the volunteers getting everything ready. And these volunteers now, you were explaining to me earlier that, you know, you have these volunteers coming from all over the nation. Where are they coming from today?
So today we've got a couple from right near Minot, and then we also have some from Illinois that themselves work at John Deere Corporate. They're out here on their own vacation days like many of our volunteers. Believe it or not, over the years, we've had over 1,000 different people, anyone from retired farmers to, I kid you not, rocket scientists from Florida, from NASA, that have come out and volunteered. But we've got an absolutely top-notch crew that are out here, probably some of the more knowledgeable, of course, coming from John Deere, that certainly helps. Mm-hmm. But they're out here to do the work. They're out here on their own vacation to help farm families in crisis. And just, you know, like the Peters, we've had a number of cases over the years where that accident happens at the most inopportune time. Of course, there's never a perfect time for any kind of unexpected accident or serious illness or injury or natural disaster. But in this case, you know, like I said, we're humbled to be out here, and I couldn't ask for better volunteers.
Yeah, and you're right. The volunteers have been awesome just getting involved, helping out today. And we're going to talk a little bit to Leighton here really quick too. And Leighton, first off, I know you were talking about last week, it was going to be Monday, but then the snow came in, right, last week and all that, so.
Yeah, I woke up Monday morning and there was about 8 inches of snow in the air, and I was like, well, I guess they're probably not going to be here this week.
Well, and I think that was kind of the entire region too because of that. But first off, I guess your dad is right now, he had that accident, but is he doing pretty well right now then?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's feeling a little better every day. They've got him doing physical therapy and stuff like that.
Okay, very awesome. So now you're out here helping, and you're going to help out and just kind of, this is awesome for what they're doing here today for Farm Rescue. What does this mean to you, I guess, for you and your family?
It means a lot. They're actually going to help quite a bit. It's going to lighten the load on me. I mean, I'm out here by myself when my brother's working and stuff like that. So the neighbors have helped also too, but I wouldn't have been able to do it all by myself.
And speaking of the neighbors, and you know, you're not by yourself right now, like you were saying, the community of Glenburn has been really supporting too, haven't they?
Absolutely. Everybody's been doing, there's been a lot of people that have reached out and helped with food and stuff like that, and making sure everybody's in the house is doing all right. And
wow, that's, you know, that's just awesome to hear and like that. And I guess, what are you guys planting out here today then?
We're putting spring wheat in. It's just, the variety, I guess, is Belda. It's just a variant of it.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, it's kind of nice, you know, they're out here, they're helping you, the volunteers, and you're getting to meet some of the really cool people that have been doing this for a while. And I guess just communicating with the guys, the volunteers and everything, what do you just feel like, you know, when they're here helping you out and everything in that sense?
Well, I feel pretty safe that I could let them go and do what they need to do because they know what they're doing. I mean, I don't have to babysit, so.
And, you know, speaking of that, it also helps out. We were just talking with everybody here and Sean, too, about this John Deere tractor that you're doing now. And they have this fancy GPS, and now it's really cool. Could you just explain, Sean, a little bit about how this tractor, you had an interesting story with it, I guess. Just really quick on that.
Well, and it's for most farmers, it's kind of commonplace with a lot of the newer equipment. The GPS, the hands-free guidance system, is really cut down on the overlap. And fortunately, the tractor that's rolling off here came off the assembly line in Moline, Illinois this year, thanks to a big part because of a grant that we got from the Engelsted Foundation. So this tractor literally is brand new coming from Illinois. We purchased it with that grant, but what it does enables us to do is to be able to utilize the most up-to-date technology and cuts down the time in the field. Obviously, if you're doing more laps than you need to because of overlap, cuts down on the expenses and the fuel and you know, reducing that fertilizer overlap, seed overlap. But it really is remarkable just how far technology has come and enabled us. And we're able to utilize that in the field as we're assisting the different farm families throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, and Iowa.
And it's just crazy, like you said, this tractor, and it was all donations again, this farm rescue. That's another aspect to help with the latest technology and everything like that. I guess one last thing here, is there anything else you would like to add, Sean? One last thing about today going on in Glenburn, anything like that?
I said it right away, Kyle, that we truly are humbled. I mean, we understand that it's very difficult for farm families or farmers themselves to ask for help because of something that is unfortunate. In this case, it is the stopgap. We're able to come out here and assist on their farms. And they're trusting in us to do the job so that they're able to heal up, do what needs to be done, focus on the family so that in the next step, whether it's the spring, whether it's coming in for harvest, that work can be done and that they know that they're in good hands. So we're honored to be here. We got to say thank you to, of course, all of our sponsors and donors. We've seen a lot of new sponsors come on board. I mean, whether it's Anheuser-Busch, whether it's One Oak or Hess, we've had some big companies step up and enables us to be out here just like we're today with the Peters, making sure that a local farm family in crisis is taken care of and that we know that the Peters are going to be continuing to move forward in the future.
Awesome, man. Leighton, one last thing for you, I guess. What does your, you know, you've probably talked to your dad and your parents quite a bit here and that. What does this mean to them quite a bit then?
I'm sure they appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't have any other words for it, but I'm sure that Dad's probably thinking, well, I'm pretty glad I got him around.
And you know, that's awesome to hear like that. And the best part is you have a few members of the family out here too, because this is kind of an event that's really cool to see the community come together in that sense. And it's really cool that you get to experience this and see all this and how this organization helps out a bit. I guess, Lane, anything else you would like to add to anybody?
I'd just like to thank everybody that's helped. It's meant a lot, and I couldn't thank him enough.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, thank you, Leighton, very much. And thank you, Sean, for joining us here for this morning. And I hope everybody feels better here and hopefully next season gets ready to roll for sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So once again, that was Leighton Peters and also Sean Sitma from Farm Rescue. And we're out here broadcasting live here in Glenburn. And they're going to take another swipe here pretty soon with the John Deere. And we're going to send back to the studio with Scott Cattell. Hey, Scott.